Well, I can just tell you that certainly what you've said in terms of increasing demand and declining state revenue is a challenge for all community colleges in Illinois. And it really is a challenge for all of higher education throughout the United States. It's just not in Illinois. And hopefully there will be additional dialogue in the public. I think that's already starting in terms of the value of higher education for community colleges, for universities. The executive committee of the Illinois Community College President's Council had a planning session this summer, and we identified as the top priority for Illinois community colleges adequate funding for the system.
Now, community colleges have really assumed so many different roles over the years, an increasing role now in online education, greater and greater undergraduate demand, adult education and literacy programs. How are those priorities, do you think, going to be reevaluated in light of the funding situation?
Community colleges are now considered comprehensive community colleges. And what we've always done is we look at the resources that we have and we use those resources to meet the greatest educational needs in our community. Each community college is evaluating the greatest need in the communities that they serve, and that's how decisions are made in terms of what the priorities will be.
And finally, the student population obviously changes in a variety of ways over the years. How do you see the population that you are serving at Danville Area Community College and at community colleges across the state? How is that population changing, and how do you think the funding environment will affect your priorities?
The student population does change from time to time. It sometimes gets younger. It sometimes gets older when there's high unemployment. Our average age tends to go up. When the economy improves, the average age tends to come down. At Danville Area Community College, last fall, we actually served 40% of the recent high school graduates. That was the highest percentage that we'd had in just a number of years. When the funding situation changes, unfortunately, we're forced to increase tuition, and that is what we've been doing. At the same time, our students need a quality education, and we feel a responsibility to ensure that we have adequate resources to deliver the instruction that the students need.